For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is backing off of President Trump's declaration that he'd be proud to shut down the government over the issue of funding for a border wall. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says they're looking at ways of finding the money elsewhere. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The ball remains in the president's and Republicans' court to accept one of our common sense proposals.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
You remember my favorite country saying, there's no education in the second kick of a mule. We've been down this path before, and I don't believe we'll go down this path again.
The president's former top economic advisor, Gary Cohen.
We never want to see the government shut down. Shutting the government down is never a good move. I'm hopeful that the Congress can get together in the next couple days here and deliver something to the president that makes sense and he's willing to sign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Members of the House Hispanic Caucus were appalled after visiting the customs facility in New Mexico where a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl was treated before she died. New Mexico Democrat Ben Ray Lujan.
What I would describe as inhumane holding cells where we saw children with adults in overcrowded facilities with a shared toilet, completely open.
A federal judge has agreed to delay former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's sentencing so he can continue cooperating with the Russia probe. The judge was saying he was committing treason, accusing Flynn of being a foreign agent while at the White House. That was not true, and he rescinded his comments. At the end, his attorneys decided not to move forward. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said it was an issue of delay between the prosecutors and Michael Flynn's legal team. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study on child abuse is out, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The study finds child abuse appears to go up on a Saturday when report cards come home on a Friday. The study looked at data from Florida Public Schools and that state's child abuse hotline, and the researchers say the abuse possibly could be linked to a parent's anger about school performance or behavior. They also note the uptick only seems to be when grades are released on a Friday, with researchers speculating that parents might avoid abusing a child if they know they have to go back to school the next day. The study's findings published in the Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former head of the FBI is back on Capitol Hill. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
James Comey, the former FBI director, back on Capitol Hill, testifying for almost 6 hours at a hearing before House Republicans behind closed doors. Comey takes the opportunity at a news conference to rail against President Trump, Republicans, and Fox News. Topics at the hearing reportedly include the Steele dossier, Mike Flynn, and Hillary Clinton's emails, Ohio Congressman Republican Jim Jordan.
You can just go to last week, where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn, got away with not actually allowing Mike Flynn to have, I think, his constitutional rights when the FBI interviewed him. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
For USA Radio News.